trio part company. The warrior's one good eye was very good indeed, and the lens in the eyepiece could see far when adjusted. Whoever had crafted it had done a useful thing with his or her existence. But a Yark now doubted the work because the eyepiece had seen something that made no sense at all. Just after the Eopi-riding male had plucked the young female from the racing dewback, an impressive feat to be certain, the out-of-control creature had tripped in a hole and flipped over, throwing the woman who was riding it. She should have been crushed by the dewback, but instead of falling on her, the beast had been caught by the air itself and actually hovered there, bobbing for a second. It was as if the world itself had rejected the mad thing. Then it tumbled once in midair and fell away at an angle, coming to rest just shy of the woman's body. The younger woman, partly hanging over the Yopi saddle in the wrong direction, had not seen it. But the male rider had seen it happen, and was unfazed by it. Surprise was the one human expression all Tuscans learned to recognize. This man had not displayed any at all, not even when a giant dewback floated on air. The Tuscans were well aware of the powers the settlers had at their disposal. They used lesser magics, their spells all relying upon physical components linked together in a certain way. A land speeder was a conglomeration of trinkets. If the ordering of the pieces was in any way disturbed, it lost its powers. An unreliable magic, to be sure. But there was no metal, no unnatural material, no mechanism present here. Just humans. That was when a Yark had slipped back behind the dune to think. This was no false dragon call. What did it portend? Things were already bad for the Sand People. If the settlers had now added to their capabilities, then caution was demanded. A Yark needed to know what the Sand People were facing. What was this power? And which one of the humans had it? As far as a Yark was concerned, there was no reason for the human male to put himself at risk for either of the women. What had brought them onto the desert floor was apparent. The women had obviously tried, as so many settlers had, to tame the very spirit of life on Tatooine, in this case, the dewbacks who belonged in the mountains. It was right that they had failed. They should have died, and the hairy-faced male should have let them. Living beings helped only themselves. That was the Tuscan way. And it suggested that the woman had the sorcery in her to land so gently and to brush the dewback aside. The man must have known she was in no danger, that she had the power to save herself. Yes, that made sense. While the woman recovered from her feet, a Yark had sat, contemplating the right path. The conclusion was now clear. The settler woman had to be killed. And quickly, before she taught her skill to another. Now, while her dewback carried two. A Yark felt another tremor in the sand. It was gentle and would have gone unnoticed by another. A Yark knew it for what it was. The accursed Sarlacc had many children in locations unknown to the Tuscans. Most sat inert, starving, never becoming. But the feast of the dewback by one had awakened others. This was no time to find out how many more existed. No, the information a Yark had just learned needed to reach the clan. The humans could be found again without difficulty. Then the Tuscans would all move as one, knowing they were doing a truly important thing. It would be the victory they needed to regain their defiant spirit once and for all. A Yark left the hiding spot and departed for the hills, not as the cowardly son, but as the hunter. It felt good. Meditation. Let's try this again. I'm afraid I haven't had any success with this means of communication, Master Qui-Gon. Perhaps you haven't had anything to say? That's fine. I've tried speaking to you mentally. I'll try speaking aloud for a while and see if that makes a difference. Since I last tried speaking to you, I've made some tactical moves. Owen Lars didn't want me hanging around near his home anymore. He had a point, believe it or not. Creeping on hillsides every morning and every night might not be the best way to avoid drawing attention to his farm. So I've found another place. You might be alarmed when you hear how far away it is. It certainly unnerves me. You remember the Zelric Draw, where we landed the ship from Naboo years ago? This is due south of that, up against the northern wall of the highlands, the Jundland Wastes. Only we're at the far end of the formation from where Owen lives, maybe 100 kilometers. It's a funny way to keep watch over someone, I know. I can't get there and back in a day en route, and I'm reluctant to get so much as a speeder bike for fear of the attention I'd attract. The Tuscan natives seem to follow anything shiny they find. I could lead them to the Lars farm if I'm not careful, and anyone watching from satellite might notice a pattern to my travels. I've also ruled out leaving surveillance equipment. Access to the galactic mainframe is spotty everywhere here, but regardless, I don't want to own anything that taps into it. I haven't even used the secret one-way message drop Bail Organa provided to tell him I've settled in. The fewer signals coming from my home, the better. What if Palpatine has eyes all the way out here, looking for Jedi Knights he failed to kill? It could happen. The other Jedi. How I hope others have survived. I couldn't bear to be the only one left. It seems impossible to imagine. I wish you could tell me. In any case, with regard to the Lars farm, it's probably okay if I just go over there once in a while on foot or en route. I can hide better that way and camp if I need. There won't be a pattern to my movements or when I choose to go. I won't be able to respond quickly if someone troubles the boy or even know about it, but at least I won't be the trouble. Still, I wish there was someone I could rely on, closer to them. I've been hearing some sirens to the north. There was another this morning. I worried it involved the Empire, but I think now it might be a warning system of some kind. Maybe that could be of help. I don't... This would be easier if you said something. Never mind.